USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
President Trump confirming the death of the Islamic State leader in Syria.
U.S. Special Operations Forces executed a dangerous and daring nighttime raid in northwestern Syria and accomplished their mission in grand style. He ignited his vest, killing himself and the three children. His body was mutilated by the blast. The tunnel had caved in on it in addition. But test results gave certain, immediate, and totally positive identification. It was him.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The National Weather Service says California could experience a historic wind event this weekend, and that is hampering efforts to fight fires both in northern and southern California. The National Weather Service's Spencer Tangut.
Currently, we're seeing winds really starting to ramp up in the higher elevations of Sonoma and Napa counties. We're already starting to see wind gusts reaching 70 to 80 miles per hour. And with one site very close to the Kincade Fire having a gust of 80 miles per hour.
That's in the northern part of the state. PG&E, the largest utility in California, has begun shutting off power for an estimated 2.3 million across 38 counties. Houston and Washington have now each won two games in the best-of-seven World Series. The Astros beat the Nats 8-1 Saturday night in Washington. Game 5 is tonight in D.C. President Trump is expected to attend. Game 6 is Tuesday night in Houston. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A convicted Russian agent has been deported, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Maria Butina was deported Friday by the United States after serving a prison sentence. She arrived the next day in the Russian capital at the airport, declaring to reporters she has no desire to ever go back to America. The gun rights activist had tried to infiltrate conservative U.S. political groups and promote Russia's agenda around the time that President Trump was just taking office. She had been in custody since her arrest in July of 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you've ever wondered what you'll look like 20 years from now, researchers in Europe may have an example. John Clements reports.
After interviewing more than 3,000 office workers for their study on ergonomics, researchers have built a life-size dummy they named Emma, who suffers from a hunchback, swollen limbs, and bloodshot eyes. Dr. Aaron Donaldson of the Dallas-based Executive Medicine of Texas tells us Emma could be the future you.
These are things in the health industry that we know about and are worried about, and as a younger physician, it's something my generation has been fairly concerned about, this whole sitting is the new smoking mentality. People really listen a lot harder when they can see a picture of what their life might look like years down the road, and that's exactly what the Emma doll is doing. It's showing you what your life will look like if you don't make a change now.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.